Islam provides comprehensive guidance on governance and politics, emphasizing justice, accountability, and the welfare of the people. The principles of Islamic governance are derived from the Quran, Hadith, and the practices of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions. Here, we explore how Islam views the role of government and politics, with references and examples. Justice and fairness. Quranic reference: O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm in justice, witnesses for Allah, even if it be against yourselves or parents and relatives. Whether one is rich or poor, Allah is more worthy of both. So follow not personal inclination, lest you not be just. Quran 4:135. Hadith reference: The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The just will be seated upon pulpits of light, those who are fair with regards to their judgment and their family, and those who are under them." Muslim. Example: Amr ibn al-Khattab, Amr, the second caliph, was renowned for his justice. He once suspended the punishment of cutting off a thief's hand during a famine, understanding that extreme circumstances warranted a nuanced application of the law. Consultation, Shura, Quranic reference: And those who have responded to their Lord and established prayer and whose affair is determined by consultation among themselves, and from what we have provided them, they spend. Quran 42:38. Hadith reference: The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "If they both agree upon a matter, consult them." Abu Dawud. This was said in the context of consulting his companions. Example: Rashidun Caliphs. The Rashidun Caliphs, including Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, frequently consulted with their advisors and the Muslim community on important matters, embodying the principle of Shura. Accountability. Quranic reference: So by mercy from Allah, O Muhammad, you were lenient with them. And if you had been rude in speech and harsh in heart, they would have disbanded from about you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in the matter. And when you have decided, then rely upon Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who rely upon him. Quran 3:159. Hadith reference: The Prophet Muhammad said, "Each of you is a shepherd and each of you is responsible for his flock." Example: Amr ibn al-Khattab, Amr was known for his accountability. He once stated, "If a dog dies hungry on the banks of the Euphrates, Amr will be responsible for that negligence." This reflects his deep sense of responsibility towards all his subjects. Protection of rights. Quranic reference: Indeed, Allah commands you to render trusts to whom they are due, and when you judge between people to judge with justice. Excellent is that which Allah instructs you. Indeed, Allah is ever hearing and seeing. Quran 4:58. Hadith reference: The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "A Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. He neither wrongs him nor hands him over to one who does him wrong. Whoever fulfills the needs of his brother, Allah will fulfill his needs." Bukhari. Example: Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abu Bakr emphasized the protection of rights when he became the first caliph. In his inaugural address, he stated, "The weak among you shall be strong in my eyes until I secure his rights if Allah wills, and the strong among you shall be weak in my eyes until I restore the rights of others from him." Promotion of welfare. Quranic reference: And cooperate in righteousness and piety, but do not cooperate in sin and aggression. And fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is severe in penalty. Quran 5:2. Hadith reference: The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "He is not a believer whose stomach is filled while the neighbor to his side goes hungry." Bayhaqi. Example: Uthman ibn Affan, Uthman was known for his generosity and welfare initiatives. He expanded the Prophet's mosque and ensured that public projects benefited the community, particularly in terms of water supply and infrastructure. Moral integrity. Quranic reference: O you who have believed, fear Allah and speak words of appropriate justice. Quran 33:70. Hadith reference: The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The leader of a people is their servant." Abu Dawud. Example: Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ali, the fourth caliph, emphasized moral integrity and justice. He lived modestly and ruled with a focus on equality and fairness, often saying, "The best way to defeat someone is to beat him at politeness." Conclusion: Islamic principles for governance and politics emphasize justice, accountability, consultation, protection of rights, promotion of welfare, and moral integrity. These principles, rooted in the Quran and Hadith, aim to ensure that leaders serve their communities with fairness and compassion. The examples set by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions serve as timeless models for ethical and just leadership.